So our road trip last week, my wife and I went on a road trip that started in Milwaukee to Chicago, and we went to St. Louis. And we stopped off in St. Louis real quick just to, to get a picture by the arch and to see the baseball park.
You went to Busch?
When I had lived down there 20 years ago, or how many years ago that was, the new Busch Stadium was not there. It was the old Busch Stadium. This new one, Brad, I'm sure you've seen it on TV. Looks fantastic. The arch is out beyond center field. When you're walking on the street, they built it in such a way that when you're walking out on the street, it's sunken. It's into the ground.
Oh, cool, yeah.
You can look into the stadium and actually
from
street level, you can see the game. Not pay. You can, look into the stadium. The one in San Francisco, you used to call it Pac Bell, is sort of like that.
Petco. Or what town?
No, it's not Pac. San Francisco.
AT&T.
Yeah, whatever they used to. But you couldn't walk on the outside in the outfield.
Yeah.
On the street and kind of
and you
look
can
kind of
see
park.
Where McCovey Cove is and
yeah,
stuff like
you,
that.
You can see that. But St. Louis, you are looking right into the thing. So that was really cool.
What was the most expensive gas you bought on that whole road trip?
I don't know, but the cheapest we saw was $2.14 a gallon somewhere in Missouri. We're paying three. It's three bucks a gallon here now. Three plus in a lot of places. So it was almost a buck cheaper in Missouri. But we also, we went to Memphis and then we went to Little Rock to see my old apartment where I used to live in Little Rock.
Did they still have that big wire spool that you used for a table?
Yeah.
Is that out front?
It's still there. That's still there. And then so we drove from Little Rock to Dallas, and we knew that we'd have to stop to fuel up at some point between Little Rock and Dallas. So we're just outside of Texas, and we see a sign for this town called Hope, Arkansas. And that name probably registers with a lot of people. Hope,
that's where Billy was from.
That's where Billy was born. That's where Billy Clinton was born. So I thought, why don't we just stop here in old Billy's town? Because they got a sign that says you can see Billy's house. Yeah. You can see the Billy Clinton house where little Billy was born.
And the back door where he brought the ladies in.
So let's fuel up here. And it's right off the exit. So you pull off there, and there's Billy's house. It's right. It's on the main drag, Billy's house is, and he's got a Sonic Drive-In right across the street. And he's got a Kentucky Fried Chicken right down there. In fact, from his front porch, from Billy Clinton's front porch, you're looking right at the Sonic.
Oh,
it's great.
He would be a great colonel in the new campaign.
Yeah, he would. He should be. They should throw him in as a colonel. He's got one right down the road there. Right at the exit in Hope, Arkansas, is a Waffle House. And I have not had a Waffle House experience in at least 10 years, so I figured we got to hit the Waffle House.
The Waffle House, and I can't believe it's news. The Waffle House, you won't believe what people do.
Now, the fact that you're here to tell this story means you went during the daytime.
Yeah, that's right. Good call. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, we're not stopping at 2 a.m. in the Waffle House. Yeah, it was 2 p.m., I think, 1 or 2 p.m. when we stopped by the Waffle House in Hope, Arkansas. And I had to just go to the bathroom. That was it for me. But we would have gotten...
Your appetite left you, huh?
We would have gotten something to eat had they had something for my wife, I think. Because we go in there, and I just told her, I got to use the bathroom, and I got to take I'll take some pictures and stuff and put up on our Facebook page. Because we talk about these Waffle Houses all the time,
sure.
And I can't believe it's news. There's all kinds of misbehavior going on. And she asks the lady behind the counter, do you have anything? She gets a menu, and she says, do you have anything gluten-free? And the lady behind the counter gave her a look. She did not know what that meant. And so she had to ask.
It's not free, but we do have it down discount.
She had to ask one. I forget what she said exactly, but she had to ask her coworker what that was. And her she said, no.
On the Waffle House menu, if it says GF, that means grilled or fried.
Yeah.
Not it doesn't mean gluten free.
So they didn't know. They said, no, we don't have that thing. So, but we got waffles.
Do they run wild here? I haven't seen one.
So my wife wasn't going to eat, and so that meant that I wasn't going to eat. And so, but I went into the bathroom. But I did take a number of pictures from inside the Waffle House. Now, hanging above the grill there at the Waffle House, you'll see a sign that says, Profanity of any type will not be tolerated at any time. It's right there behind the eggs. You see?
Yeah, you see it there?
You see there?
I like your comment.
Right behind, what did I? Oh, yeah, at least the language is clean. Well, actually, this Waffle House was clean. There was only one customer in there. He had his head down. I don't know what was going on there, but he had his head down the whole time I was in there. On the sign, on the door, on the glass door as you enter the Waffle House, there's a big red sign just to let you know.
Yeah.
Video recording system in use for management, training, and investigative purposes.
Investigative purposes. We know there's going to be crime here. Yeah. We're getting out in front of it.
So we're letting you know. And then hanging there for all to see is the Waffle House house rules. There's a big sign with Waffle House, and I did post these on our page in case someday you go to the Waffle House, you know what the rules are, all right? We do not, here's what we have under some of the rules at the Waffle House. I mean, there's a lot of rules. We can't even read all the rules. There's so many of them. But we do not tolerate sexual, racial, or other unlawful harassment of any customer or associate, okay? We do not ask customers to prepay for dine-in meals. So you don't pay until after you eat. We do not allow abusive, obscene, or offensive clothing, comments, jokes, or behavior. And we do not automatically add a gratuity to dine-in checks. However, there is an automatic 10% service charge on all to-go orders. People are actually to-going at the Waffle House. And then in big red numbers and letters, they've got a number here that you can call.
Is it 911?
If you feel your experience does not meet your expectations, the Waffle House standard, we want to hear from you. And then they put in big red number, they got the 1-877-9-WAFFLE. You call them on your phone if you want to complain. And they have operators standing by 24/7.
Nowhere on the rules does it say no shirt, no shoes, no service. No. I mean,
this is the South.
I mean, the employees don't have to put on shoes. Why should the customer?
That was the only sign that you didn't see anywhere in this Waffle House. No shoes, no shirt, no service.
The Waffle House. And I can't believe it's news. The Waffle House. You won't believe what people do.
Bill Clinton would be so happy to know he's got a Waffle House. Well, I'm sure that thing's been there since he was a little kid there in Hope, Arkansas.